We're at the podtech.net studio. Sydney Padnos?
Yes.
Okay. See, I get the names right sometimes.
That's
perfect. I'm 50-50 in the names. Welcome to the podcast. So,
thank you.
What do you think about Demo 2006?
It's really an exciting event this year. You can hear the enthusiasm and the energy from the people. I've been just really impressed with the quality of the presentations. Obviously, people who are coming here take it very seriously, and they are able to convey an incredible amount of information in 6 minutes.
Are we in an upswing?
In terms of the market?
Yeah.
I think the market is really, I guess I wouldn't call it an upswing in the sense of some dramatic flying vault into the air, but it's certainly on a nice incline. So if you look at it from a perspective of where have we been and where are we going, we're going in the right direction.
What do you think the hottest companies are that you've seen here?
The hottest companies. Well, I think it depends on perspective. If you want to look at some of the technologies that are happening in the search arena, I think there's a huge amount going on there. I was just looking at a company called...
there's so many. There's 70 companies here.
Yeah, there's 70 companies, but I should remember the name. But if you look at it and you
say... What did they do? Were they like a search engine? Were they...
No, actually what they're doing is they're providing a capability to better expose content in a much better categorized manner. There's a couple of companies that are doing that, and one of them is focused on the entertainment industry, so it's a very specific vertical. And I think another one is actually focused much more broadly across several verticals and providing really instant categorization of information in a way that's much more user-friendly.
As an investor, what do you look for in these demo conferences? Because really, everyone's launching. Some will fly, some will kind of crater. How do you come in here and be objective? And do you have a compass? Do you have a formula? How do you navigate through the...
I don't think that the criteria we use at Demo is any different than the criteria that we use every day. You have an opportunity at Demo to see what the response of an audience is, and you don't normally have that when you meet one-on-one with a company. What you can see here, though, is also the energy of the team. You can also have an opportunity to really understand whether these folks have taken their product to market already or whether they're really early enough in the process that they're still trying to figure it out. Interestingly enough, you know, our criteria tend to be a combination of market and team, and that really doesn't change whether you're seeing them at Demo or you're seeing them in your individual office.
What are you guys investing in these days? What do you see in terms of Outlook Ventures and the areas that you're funding in for entrepreneurs out there listening?
We're seeing some really interesting trends going on that are a combination of business and technology trends. And when you can see those two things put together, those tend to be pretty interesting investment opportunities. One of the areas that's exciting to us is the whole area of small and medium enterprises. There's several companies here at Demo that are selling into that market. And what we're seeing is a trend towards companies who really have purpose-built solutions for that market. We invested last year, for example, in a company called Lasso Logic that had a continuous data protection device that was an on-demand hosted service built into an appliance, but directed specifically at that SME market. So that's an area of interest. We absolutely are excited about some of the things happening in the mobile application world. And there's also some great products being delivered in an on-demand environment. That's kind of, to me, sort of the everything old is new again strategy.
It also, Chris Shipley talks about the enterprise and consumer markets really where there's no distinction. It seems to me, and I believe that personally as well, but it seems to me the enterprise is back. I mean, there's a lot of enterprise action going on, but not in the old way, kind of in a new way. What do you see there?
Well, I think that's true. I think if you look at any of the new consumer technologies, as Chris mentioned, many of them are being adopted first by consumers. That's new. To see something adopted by a consumer and then move into the enterprise, and that's true of podcasting, that's true of RSS, that's true of a lot of new techniques and technologies. In order to really use those within the enterprise, however, you've got to have all of the infrastructure to support it from a security perspective, from a data and content management perspective. And so that does create new opportunities at the enterprise level to support those new technologies that are being developed initially as consumer applications.
So final word for the folks out there not able to attend Demo, two things. Your perspective of here, your vibe, your feeling, and two, what you can share with folks listening who are about to launch a company, what to expect in this new environment.
What to expect at demo?
In this new environment as they launch.
Okay. So in terms of demo itself, it's a very exciting environment. What can you say about a place where you can be around some of the best and brightest entrepreneurs in the world? There's people here from all over the world, not just all over the U.S. It's very exciting to see that they have the commitment to build these companies, many of them bootstrapped, to a stage where they're ready to come here and show them to the rest of the world.
Carol Padnos, venture partner, Outlook Ventures here, trolling the landscape. We've got 70 companies in the pavilion here at Demo. It's great buzz. Excellent stuff. Thanks for the podcast.
Thanks you very much.